Thanks for joining us. Here now is Darlene Sala with this week's encouraging words. Today's program is titled, This One Thing I Do.
My friend Georgilyn has always been an extremely busy lady. When her husband died at a very young age, she took over the full responsibility of raising two young daughters. But at the same time, all during that time and up until the present, she has headed up one Christian organization or another. At one time it was missionary radio, and now it is missionary printing. With compassion for needy people, she endeavors to make a difference with her life. While I've always admired her spunk and dedication, I observed something in Georgilyn that spoke to my own heart in a special way. Busy as she was, she made a decision always to give herself totally to whatever situation she was in at the present. For instance, when someone stopped her to talk, no matter how busy she was, no matter how many important issues she had on her mind, she would really, really listen. She would give her undivided attention to that person. So many times when that happens to us, we're present in body but absent in mind and spirit. We're friendly and smiling on the outside, but on the inside we're thinking, how fast can I get out of this conversation so I can get on with what is really important to me? The Apostle Paul said, "This one thing I do." When you get right down to it, that's about all most of us can handle well at any one time anyway, isn't it? One thing at a time. Jesus was a master of this. I'm sure that no matter to whom he talked, that person knew he had Jesus' undivided attention. He took time to meet each need before he went on to the next, and no one had more people demanding his attention than Jesus did. This one thing I do. May God help us to remember that thought today and to put it into practice. Just maybe it will become a habit.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on the program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.